This is Dr. West Conner, founder and owner of MedicineCoach.com. For over 15 years, I've been helping people save money on their medication, balance their hormones, and live better and healthier through proper eating, exercise, and supplementation. I'm a think outside the box type of person, and I feel the traditional healthcare model is not the best solution to everyone's healthcare issues. My website, MedicineCoach.com, offers real solutions, real strategies, real answers, and the real inside information that you need to live better, stay healthy, live longer, and get more out of life. Now let's get going. Have you ever had the opportunity to meet and talk to someone you really admire? Someone you look up to? Someone who you wanted to be like growing up? If you ever met this person, were you disappointed that this person wasn't the person who you expected him or her to be? A quote I've heard is, "Never meet your idol because you'll be disappointed." Someone I admired and looked up to growing up and working out in the gym was Mr. America Tom Terwilliger. Recently, I got to meet him over the phone when I interviewed him. I was very nervous because this is someone who I admired for years. And let me tell you, I was not disappointed at all. In fact, it was the exact opposite. He's one of the coolest guys I've ever spoken with. When the interview was over, Tom and I just started talking, and this is the conversation we had after we finished our interview together that lasted well over an hour. I don't even know if Tom realized we were still recording. This is great stuff because you can hear what a great guy Tom really is and how he went on and on talking with me and helping me, giving me his precious time. This is unedited audio, except I've cut out a few portions of the conversation because we do mention some people's names and some of the money figures that these people may be uncomfortable with. You'll hear a short beeping sound when the audio is cut. It's only about 20 minutes long, but it really gives you an inside look at two guys just talking business. Again, we forgot we were being recorded, so this is us without our business faces or our public persona. You'll also hear my kids in the background and me talking as I get ready to go out to dinner with my wife. A few times it sounds like I'm out of breath, but I'm trying to get ready to go out and I'm walking up and down stairs during our conversation. Enjoy.
Awesome, man.
I'm cool. My babysitter's a couple minutes late. He was going to be here at 7:30, so I was hoping you were in the middle of an answer and then the doorbell rang and the dog started barking and he started screaming. I'm like, oh, God. So,
man, I've had that stuff happen. The other day I was doing it. I was doing an interview with someone I can't remember, and a FedEx truck pulled up in front of the house, and my dogs went nuts.
yep, I know.
They went berserk.
This is your first book, actually printed book, and I saw Morgan James Publishing on there. I'm like, hey, that's back to Frischman again.
Yeah, exactly.
This was your first one?
This is my first one. Yeah.
Your first book? Okay. Yeah, that's.
I've got, I wrote another book called The Inner Game of Confidence, and that's an online product. And we're going to be converting that one. And then the goal is to, I want to write one about, it's kind of an achievement book, but it's really more a story of, growing up with the challenges and really about the stories about the biker community and all my ballroom brawling and stuff. And that was pretty fun back then. So I've been kind of wanting to do something on that. And that's the goal. Hopefully by next year we'll get started on that one.
Yeah, I know. It moves slow. Now, I didn't mind, but I just, I saw the pictures of you on Facebook opening up the cardboard box with your book in it and holding it up. Because I did the same thing. You know, I just self-published mine through CreateSpace on Amazon, so it's nothing. People think, you have a book? I'm like, anybody can get a book. All you got to do is pay for it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and let me, and this is something I just want to share with you because we've had some time to talk and stuff. Is that what I just heard? And again, tell me to screw off if you want, but if I were coaching you, what I listen for is I listen for those little cues too, man. Don't underestimate what you've done. You just said, yeah, anybody can do it. And I know what we do is I've done the same thing in the past where when someone recognizes your achievement, you belittle it. You're unconsciously belittling it. By saying, yeah, anyone could do that. Not anyone could do it, man. You've done it. You took the time. You wrote the freaking book. You made the effort. You put it out there. Some people will write something and never put it out there because they're afraid they're going to, that's not good enough. I'm going to be humiliated. People are going to read it and think it sucks. You overcame all that bullshit, all that fear, and you did it, man. Don't underestimate it and recognize even in yourself, because, again, this is something I had to recognize, is when I'm belittling my achievements. You know, man, you were a great bodybuilder. Yeah, I was only 115. I was never that big. And, it's like, hey, bullshit. I was a great bodybuilder, period. If the more we belittle those things, the further we get from that core truth, that that core magnificence of who we are. So maybe just something to be conscious of, and not everybody will point it out, but I listen for that stuff. So I hope you don't mind my sharing it.
Not at all. I'm just sort of bewildered sitting here. I'm still trying to get
Bill's
got enough.
A ton.
He's still
tons of
money. My body of life is still. It's sun state. I mean, the red on the binding is faded on the cover. The pages are dirty from flipping back and forth. One of the guys, because I think I got it. Well, I'm back out in the house now. The babysitter's here. But the original. Yeah, it's faded. It's dog eared and everything. My wife has gone through it. No, that's Body for Life for Women. That's not it. But And then one of the guys in there. Now there's a new this anti aging guy, Jeff Life. He come up Synogenics or something like that. So I'm flipping through. I see his ad in a magazine somewhere, a trade magazine with health, and I'm like, shit, I recognize him. So I go back to my Body for Life. He was one of the original. He was like the original Masters champion for Body for Life.
Oh, is that right?
I'm like, I know this guy, but he's making bucks off the hormones and everything, which is what I do now. I'll fix that too because I wrote about 30. I was gonna co-author a book with my buddy Jay, and he's a finance guy. So we had this is my crazy thinking. We had this idea. Actually, I had the idea. I came up with a book title, and then I wanted to write it. But it was called Total Package. It was gonna be 12 ways to thin your waist and fatten your wallet. And I was gonna write half, and he was gonna write half. But then we got to thinking. We got talking about it. I wrote my half, and I'm like, Jay, it's going to cost us, a couple grand to get the book out, and figure if we sell it for 20, well, the authors will make maybe 10 if we're lucky and self-publish it. Split that between us as $5 a piece. We got to sell a shitload of books to make this work. We decided to just scrap the idea. He went his way, he went mine, but now I'm going to use that. I'm going to use it. Call this what I'm making now is going to be the total package of health is what I'm making now with all of us. So I'll use an audio, but I'll accomplish that. So.
I think this too is that that book. It's got a great title, number one, and in terms of what people want to really achieve, they want to achieve more abundance financially, and they want to be in better shape and look better, from a physiological standpoint. So you hit on both of those there. I would say the only, and you know this. I mean, in terms of that guy, in terms of what all the top guys and that are writing books and parlaying them into some money is that you certainly don't need a bestseller. I mean, I have no illusions of being a New York Times bestseller with the first book. And the back end is where it's all at. If you sell, even if you only sold 3,000 or 4,000 books or so, and you've got a following of people that you then, serve in another way with audios, with a membership site, with different programs, with hormone stuff. I don't know, but there's, it's the way to get people in for sure, man.
And one of the guys that I talk with didn't turn me on to him. He does monthly health calls, and he's bringing in just on the call. Depends on what he charges for the call and how many people get on it. So I learned how to do that from him. Another income generating stream that I was resistant of tapping into for so long is the supplement game, selling the supplement. I didn't really do that. And then I asked, is the one that I'm talking about. He worked for 5 years under up in Chicago before he branched out on his own. I said, well, how much do these guys make selling supplements? Just selling supplements. I'm like, shit. And he said, I'm just going, you're getting the third hand. But it's like, all right, looks like I need to get into the selling supplement biz. But it's a standard, it seems to be a standard revenue generating model to where you write an article, in your newsletter, then underneath that you write a glowing piece about a certain supplement, to whey protein. So you write about all the benefits of whey protein. Here's the studies to back it up. Blah blah blah. It's wonderful, wonderful. Then at the end, here's a picture of the whey protein supplement, and a link to buy it. So it seems to be that's the revenue generating model that they're going. And I got a guy building me a new site right now, so I'm gonna.
That's the way to do it. I mean, it's always evolving and always changing, in terms of how people are doing it. But writing an article without them the ability to go somewhere, sell something, or buy something. Number one, it short changes them in terms of how you're serving them and what level. And number two, it definitely shortchanges you because you're not capitalizing, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, guys like you know who is? He was one of the first Body for Life Grand Champions, and in fact, he might have been the first. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But he's a young guy in his 20s. Well, he won the thing. He won it when he was a teenager.
I think I can picture his face now. I can picture him now. Yeah.
Well, does a lot of online marketing. I just spoke at his live event called, and the guy's making a fortune. He's making a fortune. He's parlayed, you know, that winning the Body for Life thing into a whole online marketing deal, and he's making a lot of money doing it, man. It's I mean, in the same thing with the 7 Rules of Achievement. I mean, I love to sell a million books. But you don't have to sell a million books to make a lot of money from this. And I've got a new website we're going to be launching in about 2 weeks. That's all about coaching and mentorship through the 7 Rules of Achievement. And we're going to make a lot of money on that. That's the model, you know. And getting into the rooms and speaking and stuff. So if it's the supplements, because you're writing from a place of authority, you know, as a pharmacist and what you've done in bodybuilding, you could start a site, you could have, you know, all these audio programs, get people to the site, get, you know, do a newsletter, and just really, I mean, that's could be the model, man, right there. And then just, you know, have your select supplements and some stuff, and then you got another level of newsletter where they pay $19.95 a month just to be part of that newsletter, the Insider, you know.
Yeah.
And then they get special tips and audios and all sorts of stuff, and all of a sudden you got, let's just say you had, I mean, even if you had 1,000 people paying $19 a month for a membership site, I mean, not bad, right?
I'll take that. That's good.
Looking. Yeah.
That's another one of my visualization deals is that $1,000 a day. I mean, that's just a nice round number.
Yeah, that's a great number.
$1,000 a day. That's it.
Yeah, what you've done there, you've really chunked it down, man. You chunked it down to daily. This is what you need to do daily. And now that the next step is, okay, well, what exactly do you have to do? How many books? How many, you know, videos? How many newsletters do people have to subscribe to make that $1,000 a day? You know?
Yeah, and how much, you know, it's the whole thing. Okay, if I'm working 3 hours at night, all right, I'm making X amount of dollars in that 3 hours. All right, how much, you know, what would that translate to if I were to do this for 8 hours a day rather than getting up and going into the pharmacy every day like I do, you know?
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, it's the whole business model thing. I belong to a whole big, you know, coaching group and coaching club and been coached for years on all this. And I'm into this as much as you are. I probably don't have the time to spend on it that you do, but if I did, hopefully I'd be pulling in that $1,000 a day and, you know, get up.
You
get
will
up when
be,
I
man.
Want
you
to,
will be.
And, you know, I'm working on it. So, I mean, I don't want to keep you any longer. I've already well overstayed my welcome with you. So
not at all, man. Not at all. This is us chatting now.
Yeah. No, I know. No.
Not at all. But yeah, I know you also have a babysitter coming, and you've got. Where are you located, by the way? Where are you?
I'm in Franklin, Tennessee. We're about 15 miles south of Nashville. And
Nashville. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We moved here just over 5 years ago. We moved here from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where I grew up my whole life, because I got a couple of kids.
Wow, man. You got it going on.
South Florida.
I'll have to introduce you a friend of mine who's out there in Nashville. Group. He's a big finance guy. Great guy. We did some training together at Peak Potentials. And, it was really interesting because here's a guy who's already like a multi-millionaire. I mean, he's made tons of money and has written several books. And he just decided he wanted to be a trainer. He wanted to be a speaker. And he auditioned for, you know, Harv Eker, Peak Potentials, and we kind of came up the ranks together. It was interesting, you know. It was like, you know, it's a hell of a better place to be though when you're learning something new and creating a new career when you don't have to worry about anything financially though. I mean, he really had a nice position, you know.
That's
but a
it.
Great guy. I mean, you'd really like him. I'll get you guys introduced.
Yeah cool. Cool. That'd be awesome. I'm like, man, that's perfect for me because I can do the hormone thing. My issue now is trying to find a doctor that I can prescribe under because they want half the freaking money, or they want me to work under them on salary at 60 grand a year. I'm like, guys, you're killing
right.
me. Right. No. First of all, I don't want to work for anybody. Second of
no,
all.
No, you don't want to. Yeah, man, that's tough. Yeah.
How about I do everything and I give you $100 per patient of mine to sign your name on the bottom of the list. How's that? Well, I don't know. Oh, my God. The fuck? You have to do anything. Just fucking sit there in the corner.
Damn. But
it's
can't get them to do it, huh?
I can't get anybody to do it. But anyway.
We're going through that. There's a whole big thing on that going on here in Colorado in terms of medical marijuana.
Yeah.
You know? There are doctors. Yep. I mean, they were providers. Which would be like you in terms of the hormone stuff, and then that has to be written under a doctor and have doctor supervision. So there are doctors doing it now, and it's interesting. Some of them have been doing it for years out here, but it's like all over the news right now, man. So, yeah, really interesting. But, yeah, I mean, that could be a good direction if you can find the right person to back you up on that, man.
No. We keep looking. I'm going to do some I just talked with him today. I'm going to be doing some live events at his place, hopefully, if we can schedule it. He's got a built-in high-end clientele there, and I want to be able to tap into that.
Right.
With coaching and with some hormone balancing and whatnot. You know, trying to get in that and try and do what I can on a natural, holistic type of level, but you can only go so far as far as getting testosterone up by
blocking. Exactly.
Blocking certain things and being creative with herbs and stuff like that. But you know, if the guys are low, they're well. I'm 39, but mine's all right. But you can block. You know, the aromatase inhibitors are great, and they're not controls. They're not. You're not giving supplemental testosterone. You're just blocking the conversion, and those work great.
Right.
But again, you can only go so far with stuff like that before you gotta. You know, get a guy in the high end of normal, but anyway.
Stuff. You know, I mean, I know at 51, man. Like, hey, I'm thinking about it.
you'd be amazed. The whole selling point is, you know, depending on how well we've taken care of ourselves growing up, starting at age 30 or starting at age 35. Again, depending on how you took care of yourself, our testosterone starts declining at, you know, 1, maybe 2% a year, which is something that we don't notice. You don't notice it. And then suddenly when you get to be, you know, in your 50s and for most guys, you know, you're getting the man boobs and you're getting the wide hips and like, man. And then if you give them some supplemental testosterone, you bring it back up to the level of a 30-year-old, holy shit, you come back to life. You didn't realize
because
it was such a gradual decline. You know, it was a yearly chunk, so to speak. You just took out a little bit every year, and suddenly you're down.
Right.
Testosterone is down 80% over the next 25 years. But whereas women going through menopause, they drop 80% over the
overnight. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it they feel it.
Man.
They know what's going on. We don't. But yeah, I don't
gosh.
Know. Yeah. But the more I study testosterone and stuff like that, man, it's not. You know. I don't want to say no side effects, but yeah, I mean, if you're pumping, 1,000 milligrams of cypionate in your ass every week, you know, yeah, there's going to be some.
Yeah, that's
drawback.
A lot, man.
There's going to be some drawback. But, you know, I mean, 200 milligrams a week, you bring it up to the higher edge of normal, and it's a world of difference. If you ever decide to try that again, yourself on the high end of normal, it just brings you from you know, getting out of your bed or getting out of bed and just going, oh, man, all right, here we go, and doing that stagger into the bathroom to get going again to waking up and ready to go. It's really a big difference.
That doesn't sound like a bad thing, man.
Yeah, no,
it's been a while. Yeah.
And then the women, when you get their levels back up, they come back to close to normal, and they get their libido goes back up, and so does the guys. So yeah, it's neat here in Nashville, but the country music people are here, and I take care of a few of them, and my wife does Botox and Juvederm and all the fillers and all the facials and stuff like that. So she's
wow.
country music people on the outer beauty side, and I got them on the hormone and the longevity and the feeling of
nice.
Side, and we got the market tackled up here. We just need to get a freaking doctor who'll sit in the corner and keep his or her mouth shut for us. But
yeah. I guess they're more few and far between these days than they used to be.
Yeah, I know. They're scared. Once they get over that fear, hey.
The anticipation of pain, man. They feel like, yeah, I could lose my license. Who knows? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
I know.
I guess that's probably a realistic consideration. It's sort of like, well, if they don't know, especially if there's a lot of uncertainty there. You know, and there's not a lot of money, then it's like, well, do I really want to risk it, you know?
I know. Yeah. I'm burning your ears here. Let me
hey,
you
no
go.
Problem at all, man. My wife's got dinner gone. I guess it's almost almost 7 o'clock, man.
Yeah. Yep. It's almost 8 o'clock here.
All right, well,
listen,
do you have my home number?
No, let me see. I'm up in my room. I'm up in the bedroom now. Hold on, I'm in my closet. Yeah, I got a pen. Yeah, go ahead.
It's 303.
Okay.
Let's just wrap sometime, man.
Yeah, shit. This is, man, you're killing me here.
Hey, listen, by the way, the quote I got from Arnold, the new Muscle Mag is out, and it's got Arnold on the cover, and it's like the whole magazine is about Arnold and the history, and there's some great, I mean, some of the writing is great. There's some great stuff, and it's just really bringing back memories for me. But the pictures and the articles and stuff is terrific. You should pick up a copy, because I know you're a fan as well.
Yeah, it's my hero, and I probably wouldn't even be able to say a word if I ever come across them somewhere.
Right. I remember the first time when I met him at the Pro World Championships in Columbus, Ohio. I was competing. It was before it was the Arnold, and he was there, of course. And you know, he's backstage with all the competitors, and we're just kind of all hanging out and stuff. And he's like surrounded by people, and I'm watching him. I didn't want to walk up. There was too many people around. And all of a sudden, like, everybody just dissipated, and Arnold's standing there by himself. So I'm like, fuck it, I gotta go talk to this guy, right? So I go up, and it was just him and I, and we're just talking, and I must have spent 5 minutes chatting with him. The guy was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And he was friendly, he was gave his time, he was great. It was great to meet him.
And that's cool. Well, Tom, my wife's next to me, and she's looking hot as usual. And my
all right, well, go enjoy some, man.
She's right here jumping on the couch with the babysitter, so I'm going to run and go eat dinner, and, man, I can't thank you enough, Tom. I really appreciate it.
You got it. My pleasure, buddy. Let me know when it's all done, and I can't wait to contribute some more.
Yeah, man, I'll send you all those audios.
You got it, buddy.
All
we'll talk
Tom.
Soon.
Thanks,
okay, bro.
Man. Bye.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
That's the end of this very candid phone conversation with Mr. America, Tom Terwilliger. To order Tom's book, and I highly recommend it, go to www.7rulesofachievement.com. That's 7rulesofachievement.com.